It is the John Murphy Show, presented by Napa Auto Parts. John Murphy, Donald Jones, and joining us in studio, just off the practice field, Bill Safety, Trey Elston. Hi, Trey. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Did you bring your helmet up here, too, or I saw you bring it in the room?
I do. She had it.
Okay. All right. Nicole has it over there. Yeah, that's how fresh you are off the practice field.
Yeah.
A brief practice today, right? A little bit shorter than normal?
Yeah, just a little walkthrough, man. Just stay on our keys and everything, so fundamentally detailed.
It's got to be a short week, right? Because, I mean, I'm guessing it's Tuesday. You're 2 days removed from the game against Oakland that you probably still have some bumps and bruises and feel it a little bit, huh?
Yeah, so, like, this week is a special week to take care of your body. So, you know, a lot of cold tub, a lot of rehab, and just getting your body adjusted to this Thursday game.
Now, you know, there are probably a lot of guys who still, obviously, everybody wakes up on Monday and they're sore. You, on the other hand, play a certain way that you would be extra sore come Monday. So how do you feel after games?
I mean, I feel pretty good, man. Just a mentality thing. I feel like, you know, it's more mentally than physically. If you tell yourself you're all right and then you just do the right thing, you'll be okay.
What is it about your style? I mean, we saw this in training camp. You do seem to be out there looking to make an impact and make hard hits, right? And have you always played that well going back to college?
I mean, I don't say like I'm looking to make the hard hit. I'm just looking to make the tackle. So I'm just looking to make the play and trying to help the team.
But in a hard hit. Nah, you would be one of those safeties that, as a wide receiver, I'd be like, man, if this dude, like, he has to calm down a little bit, man. He's crazy out there. You know, you always got to keep your head on the swivel looking out for you out there.
Yeah, but I like to keep a level head, you know, just remain humble, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a big receivers out there too. So I don't want them trying to crack me, man, try to ear hold me, try to knock me out. And
I was
like
that guy. I was that guy. If you get a hard hit, and I know you're one of those guys that likes to hit hard,
yeah,
I'm looking to hit you. And so if I catch you just not paying attention, I'm taking your head off.
Yeah, I really don't want that. So I'm good on that.
We're with Bill Safety, Trey Elston, who got his first NFL start for anywhere against the Oakland Raiders last Sunday. I wondered how that game played out for you. And I know how it finished with the interception, but during the course of the game, did you find yourself kind of acclimating yourself to the speed of the game and adjusting, maybe even thinking, okay, I don't need to get a big hit. I need to be in the right position. What was your process going through that game last week?
I mean, the first drive, I was a little nervous, you know what I'm saying? First start, first time playing in defense, first NFL game. So, jitters, you know what I'm saying? I'm nervous. But after that drive, I felt like, you know, I really calmed down and played my game.
You have been around the league a little bit, bounced around
right?
So to get that start, to get that chance to play last week, at some point Sunday morning, did you think, this is big for me, this is a milestone for me?
Yeah, pretty big, man. Got a little teary-eyed, you know, but a very emotional moment for me, man. You know, I've been through a lot, so getting that start, you know, really it's a big moment for me, man.
Yeah.
A big moment.
And you probably had to balance those emotions against the job at hand, and the job included Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper and all of those guys, right? That was a pretty big task.
Right. You know, Michael Crabtree is a guy I used to watch, you know, back in the day. You know, I played receiver.
That's crazy. You just said back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
You make me feel old. I came in around the same time as Crabtree.
You know, Texas Tech, you know, A. Coop. I played against A. Coop, man, you know, at Alabama, Ole Miss. So, you know, we beat them twice in a row, you know, hottie.
Yeah.
But,
Well, since you brought that up, I don't know if we had the picture, but when you guys beat Alabama, you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Right. My senior year, yes.
What was that like?
I mean, it was a crazy moment. You know, everybody's, you know, sending me messages saying, like, oh, man, you're on the Sports Illustrated. I really didn't believe until somebody sent me a copy of it. Then I'm getting all these magazines sent to my home and all that.
How many did you get?
Man, I got a couple of them. I don't know the exact number, but
a wallpaper at home?
Yeah, I mean, I got a blow-up. It's real big.
Oh, real
big?
Yeah, like 100 of the same pictures going across his wall.
What a great way to remember what I would think was the best win of your college career down there at Ole Miss, huh?
Yeah, I'll say either that or my junior year against Alabama. You know, junior year, everybody didn't expect us to beat them, and then nobody expected us to beat them twice in a row. So both of them, I mean, I love it.
And you were a teammate of Buffalo native Chad Kelly down there.
Right.
Spring those upsets,
my dog,
right?
Chad, man. I love Chad to death, man. You know, he's a hard worker. He shows a lot of emotions, man. You know, a lot of people call him hothead, but he's a winner in my eyes.
Did you connect? Were you here or were you in Philadelphia when he was here with the Broncos this year? That might have been in your short stint with the Eagles, right? He came here with Denver.
Yeah, so I was here in Buffalo. And
you were here for that?
Yeah, right.
Because we should talk about that, your interesting journey this year, right? go to camp with the Bills and then play, right, a couple of games, or on the roster a couple of games, and then released.
Right.
Was that one of the low points? I mean, you've gone through this before, but how did that feel back then?
I mean, like I said, like, you know, you get your highs and you get your lows. And, you know, anything negative for me is I'm going to be emotional about it. And, you know, because I love this game. I put it with my passion. I play with it with a lot of passion, man. And going to Philly, you know, you get another high, and then Philly released me and get another low. And then now I'm back here, so it's like another cycle.
But so you're not just back here. You got to come back here and start in a big game. So I can see why you're teary-eyed.
Right, man. You just got to stay level-headed. That's how I look at it. I always stay on that point, just trying to climb, man.
What was back to Sunday's game against Oakland for a little bit, to close it out with the interception? And it wasn't a great pass thrown by Derek Carr. Was there a second when the ball's in the air and you're thinking, I can't believe it's coming to me? Because it was coming to you. I mean,
yeah,
it was.
I mean, I thought you were going to throw it to Amari. You know, Amari was at the number three position trying to run up the seam. But I guess he was trying to hit Patterson on that number two. And I just came back on it. Mm-hmm. He kind of floated it. And, you know, it, kind of breadbasket in my hands.
You know, as a receiver, if I'm Amari and I've been like that, where you're running and you look up and it's like, what? Where is he throwing the ball? As a DB, do you say the same thing? Like, what? Where is he throwing it? But that's coming to me. But what is he doing right now?
I'm just thinking about, hey, either catch this ball or knock this ball down. You know what I'm saying? Try to do my job.
You know, your DBs, man. You said you play receiver. So you probably have better hands than a lot of DBs.
Yeah, I do. I think I got the best hands in the secondary, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. He just threw down the gauntlet.
Coming out of Micah. Right.
I'm about to say. He said, what, five interceptions?
Yeah, he got five interceptions.
Somebody, it was Micah in the locker room Sunday, talked about your pick, but he also said he should have gone down. I told him that. He should have gone down, right? Did that come into your mind at all?
It popped in my head, but like I said, like a lot of emotions hit when it hit my hands. My eyes were just jittering.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, six, go get six. But – you know, it's a learning experience.
Yeah, and almost to reinforce the point that you should have gone down, you took a pretty good hit from the offensive lineman.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah. I mean, I tried to split him, and I guess I judged it wrong. But he clotheslined. I feel like it should have been a flag. Yeah. You know, he can't clothesline nobody like that. Yeah. But it's okay though.
I wonder if he said, "Hey, you should have gone down."
Which is, "Hey, man, what you doing?" That's how they talk. One of my friends played at Hampton. And he played safety, and he broke records at Hampton for amount of interceptions. But literally every single interception he caught, he would fall. Like, and I used to be like, man, what? Can
on
you
purpose?
Catch it? No, he just – it's like all he cared about was catching the ball. And then he just didn't have that, let's go get six. You know, it was, I just want to catch the interception. Now, for you, I guess because you played receiver, you had that mindset. If I catch it, I want to score.
Yeah, man, it's all about changing the game. You know, you get that pick and you score six, man, you change the whole game. So why not?
That game, it was notable to me for a variety of reasons, including the fact that you made plays, first-year guy. Milano makes plays, first-year's guy. Tre'Davious has been making plays for weeks now. There's a lot of rookies contributing to the success the team has had so far. How do you account for that?
Man, like I say, it's just details, man, details and fundamentals. And then just playing with your heart, man, passion. Like I said, a lot of us play with passion. And you put the fundamentals and the details into it, you'll be all right.
You know, what was it like you were on the sideline when Brandon Tate caught that ball, you know, spun out, came over to the sideline, big, you know, first down on like second and 20, and everybody just went crazy on the sideline. You ever been a part of a team that has done something like
that? I mean, a lot, man. Like I said, if anybody makes a play, man, you got to show their emotions. You know, I like to see other people make plays. You know, I see somebody else make plays, make yourself want to make a play, you know what I'm saying? So everybody on the sideline gets that energy going. So everybody's got energy now. That's what I like about a team, man. If you show a lot of energy, it shows chemistry.
It looked like y'all were having a party over there. Like it was music that only you guys could hear, and everybody's dancing. And
yeah, that's good, man, because like I said, if it's positive energy going on, can't nothing go wrong.
Trey, as you mentioned, you got to get your body right going into this game. It's just a couple of days away. And when you get there, you're going to face some pretty talented receivers, you know, and Robbie Anderson in particular and Jermaine Kearse. What do you think of this Jets offense and that receiving core?
Man, I respect them a lot. You know, a lot of speed, and they got way, way better than week one. So, like I said, like they like to throw bombs. And McCowan's a very experienced quarterback. Yeah. Man, I respect him a lot.
Right. Now, for a safety – you have a team that likes to throw bombs. I would think as a safety, like, I might be able to get some picks in this game because they're throwing it up for you.
Right. I mean, like I said, like, Mikal's going to give us a shot, I mean, hopefully. So, but like I said, you just got to play your game, man. If he does, you got to take an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And McCowan, like I said, I respect him a lot. I was with him in Cleveland, man. He's a great, passionate guy. He's a great leader. Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you to play, you know, after you get your first NFL start, you come up with your first NFL pick, and now you get to play in primetime? There'll be people all over, including, I'm sure, hometown people for you from Alabama watching this game, right?
I mean, it feels great, man. Like I said, you know, my family is a great support, and everybody back at home, I know they'll be watching. So I just got to do my job, man, do good.
Now, going back to what made you go to Ole Miss, you're from Alabama. How come you didn't go to Alabama?
I mean, I just wanted to get out of the state. You know, I had a best friend. He went to LSU. And I feel like my opportunity at Ole Miss would have been good, so I took advantage of it.
No regrets about that, I would think.
No regrets.
Okay. Well, Trey, it's great to have you in here. Thank you. We made the big play on Sunday. We appreciate you taking some time after practice to come on in and talk with us.
Man, thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.